You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The American College of Physicians is offering advice on a tough topic. The group is providing advice on screening average adults for a handful of common cancers.
In this case, they've looked at breast cancer, colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, cervical cancer, and ovarian cancer.
Dr. Dale Shepherd of the Cleveland Clinic didn't take part in coming up with these recommendations, but does recommend getting screened. The American College of Physicians wants folks to review the guidelines for each screening and notice that most aren't needed annually.
If we can get the right people to screen, even if it's at a less frequent basis, we're more likely to have success.
Dr. Shepherd explains one key to treating cancer.
The key is catching things early, and that's through screenings.
The college also suggests starting tests later in life and ending them earlier in old age. The guidelines were published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. In visiting another part of the Cleveland Clinic, we find foot specialist Dr. Joy Rowland. With events such as weddings, proms, and graduations, many women consider a pedicure as a must-have this time of year. Dr. Rowland says it's perfectly fine as long as the salon is clean.
As you're in the waiting room, just kind of watch and see what they do. Do they clean the bowls after they're done with each client? Do they bring out new instruments for each client? So that'll give you an idea if they're using clean instruments.
Speaking of instruments, Dr. Joy Rowland says to avoid using rough instruments on your skin.
I even tell my patients when they're in the office and they file their own calluses at home to please not use metal files because they can tear the skin.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I'm very pleased to have in studio today my guest and personal friend, Sherry Onweller. I think I said it the first time. I said it right this time.
You said it right, yes.
Who is a personal organizer and something that we all need. Say good morning, Sherry.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, why don't we start with the weather and then we'll get into our program. The computer is telling me that today there are going to be decreasing clouds with a high of 68 degrees. I don't know about you, Sherry, but I like the 60s better than the 80s.
I do too.
Yeah, much better. Okay, tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 42. Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 64 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a slight chance of showers, 20%, with a low of 45. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 74. Friday looks like it's going to be a nice day. And it looks like we're going to have a nice sunny weekend for the Memorial Day holiday. Well, as I said, this is Modern Design. And I had been posting a lot about you, Sherry, on social media this week. And the frenzy about you is really amazing to me. Not amazing because I know you're amazing, but amazing because being organized is universal.
Definitely.
It's something that touches everybody. I consider myself, I'm somebody that's a little bit of a procrastinator, but I'm usually good about keeping things neat and organized. There was a time in my life that I used to organize and decorate the inside of my refrigerator. That showed you.
Oh, my goodness.
That shows
awesome.
You that I was a little off there. Okay, maybe I wasn't busy enough that my Perrier bottles lined up and I wanted to be color coordinated.
Wow.
But as time got on and I got busier and older and a little bit maybe lazier, that started to change a little bit.
Yes.
But there's a universalness in all of us wanting to be more organized because then our time is so, we're so pulled with our time, with all the things that we need to get done. Or having clutter in our life, I think, prevents us from being productive.
Absolutely.
And I think somebody like yourself that probably has that kind of brain, which I wish I did, that could keep me a little bit more focused and organized, would make my life easier. And I think our listeners' life a lot easier. And I think that's what we're... one of the reasons I brought you on again now is that our series that we're doing is spring. What's new for spring? What can we do to make our life better for spring? And what could be better than spring cleaning? Isn't that the quintessential spring cleaning, getting your life in order, getting your house in order, and so on?
Yes.
So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? I know you have a very impressive background, and how you got involved in personal organizing.
Sure. So my name is Sherry Onweller, and my company is Everyday Organizing Solutions by Sherry. And my background is actually I have a degree from Penn State in supply chain management and then an MBA in finance from Seton Hall. And I started my work life working for a Fortune 50 company in business analysis. And then about 8 years ago, I started my own professional organizing business, sort of using the lifelong organizational passion that I had.
Uh-huh.
And I go into people's homes and small businesses and help them both from a physical clutter perspective as well as a time management perspective. And I even have clients who I work with over the phone remotely, both on goal setting, achieving business and personal goals, as well as decluttering.
You know, that's actually very good. That's something that I, you know, some people don't even have the time, or maybe there's a, you know, physical constraint. So I didn't know
yes.
you could do things over the phone, coaching over the phone. That would
yeah.
be great.
Yeah, it's fun. I do a lot of life coaching type stuff that
sure.
way. And even some physical organization, getting pictures sent to me. And
wow.
it's very efficient if the person can kind of run with the plan.
You know, I think what you and I do is somewhat similar, because people are looking to bring me into their life to get their house in order. And then they're bringing you into your life also to get their house in order, but to get sort of their life in order. So I think there's a
yes.
there's a continuum, there's a continuity there, don't you think?
Definitely, definitely. And I think it makes people feel like they have control over their lives.
Exactly.
I do find that some people tell me that they actually have more time to entertain
sure.
or don't feel held back
sure.
and embarrassed to entertain.
Sure.
And so it's true.
I'm gonna say a couple things that are probably somewhat controversial, but just my own life experience. I find that women in general always amaze me, because I think they're much better at being able to multitask. And one of the things that I find in my own life as a challenge is, as a man, I'm able to focus on one thing at a time.
Yes.
But it's very hard for me to be multi-focus, where I think in general, and you can't generalize because everybody's different,
right.
I find women are better multitaskers, and probably that's because they have so many different roles that they have to play.
Yes.
And also,
yes.
if I could say on a personal note, I know also that you're a mom, and I think that's part of the I call it an octopus, because you're
yes.
you have eight arms going out all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
And I think that maybe equips you even more so to be able to help other people in what they do. Do you find that in your own
life?
I do.
I think that sometimes you have to kind of partition things a bit.
Okay.
But really, using a planner is so helpful,
uh-huh.
and color coding things
okay.
and family calendars and all that really, really help with the volunteer work, the kids stuff, the business stuff. But I think you're right. Women are sort of forced into being able to manage many things at once.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, just from a standpoint of wanting to be just you know, life goes by so quickly, don't you think?
Yes.
I'm always finding myself just trying to catch up, and I don't want to miss anything. So when somebody like yourself comes into the picture, it's really, I think sometimes in general with anything, even like dressing yourself, I think we all get into ruts.
Yes.
So sometimes you need to bring in, I think, an outside person with a fresh perspective,
yes,
which is probably not everybody's comfort level.
Right.
But just to sort of reinvent yourself a little bit and be better at what you do, don't you think?
Yes, and even more efficient. You know, you can kind of have a professional organizer come in and you hit the ground running. You figure, we've seen everything before.
Right.
So just like a decorator too, right, you know the drill, you know what to do, and it just makes the process less frustrating and more efficient and fun.
So tell me how the process would begin. You and I discussed before we were in studio, I have a client right now, a lovely lady who has been complaining to me for years that she loves her home. I have pictures of it up online. She's very happy with everything turned out. But she's mad at herself because she says she's not keeping the house the way she wants to. I mean, it's obviously clean, but she can't get rid of papers. And I hear that so much. I know with myself, mail. Oh my God, I dread opening the mailbox because there is so much paper.
Yes.
And with identity theft and so on, you really do need to go through everything because you want to take your name off things. It's so time consuming. Can you give us maybe a little tip as far as mail is concerned?
Yeah, I'm
throwing things, you know, we're doing this blindly. I have to say she's a trooper because she doesn't have preconceived answers. I'm just throwing these at her. So thank you for that. But go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. With mail, I tell my clients, if you can do a bang-up job every 3 days instead of a kind of okay job every day,
right,
get a pretty bin that you love that you put in that spot that you usually dump your mail anyway, and, you know, accumulate the mail, say, for 3 days, then pull that basket out on day three.
Okay.
Immediately, you know, be near the trash can, a recycling bin, and immediately pull out those brochures or flyers that you know are recyclable, you're never going to use. Get rid of that.
Right.
Pare it down to the important stuff. Magazines have a nice little bin that you allow yourself only that one bin, and then you have to go through it, but accumulate catalogs and magazines into that bin. And then when it comes to what you're left with, it's typically bills. Open them up, only save the actual bill and the envelope, not the free offers and all. And I think it's great to have some kind of bill-paying box where you have a couple of PendaFlex folders in it, the first one being bill-paying supplies, your checkbook, a pen, stamps, return address labels. Second folder is bills to be paid, and you pop those bills in there. Third folder is bills to be filed. So you have that box, and you just pull it out. You can be watching TV and just kind of, you know, pay those bills once a week, however often you want to do it. But just really anything that comes in the mail isn't so urgent. So waiting the 3 days and doing the great job with it, I think, is much better than...
You have packed that with so much information that we're going to go to commercial now, but when we come back, I'm going to boil that down because, I mean, there is so much good in there. I just can't, I'm trying to write, you know, because I can't process how much good is in there. We're going to break that down a little bit. I just letting you know beforehand because I want to impress you a little bit. I have something called the bill book, and everybody makes fun of me.
Ooh.
So I have a book for my bills, so I write down what they are, and so people say, you're nuts doing that. No, see, I just got validation because you need to do stuff like that to keep you organized. All right, we're just about to go to our first commercial break, but we will be back with more of Modern Design.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HunterdonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer for the past 16 years. I started when I was six. No, just kidding. And if you ever want to visit me, I'm conveniently located within Rugs to Riches, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, at the Flemington Circle. My showroom has all sorts of accessories. I am featuring now a couple of local prominent artists. So if you're looking for a piece of art, it might be a nice place to check out. Also have a wonderful collection through Rugs to Riches of beautiful area rugs and carpeting and hardwood floors as well. So if you wanted to reach me, my phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And Sherry, let our listeners know how they can reach you if they'd like to contact
you. Sure. Yeah, my website is www.everydayorganizingsolutions.com. That's all as one word. Mm-hmm. And my cell phone number is 908-619-4561.
Terrific, terrific. Now, before we went to our commercial break, which certainly pays for our time here, I wanted to break down what you had just said, because one of the challenges that I'm having more and more, do you think we're getting more junk mail than ever? I certainly am getting more solicitations and junk mail, not only in the mail, but also on the telephone and on the computer than ever in my life. Are you finding that with clients and with yourself?
Yes, it's very stressful.
Is that because times are tougher and people are out there trying to sell you stuff? I mean, it's just, I've never seen it like it is now.
I just think we're an information heavy society, and it's just everything has to come at you from different ways, different directions.
So I'm gonna explore those other avenues, but you had given our listeners so much wonderful information. Let's boil that down again. So some of the things that we can do when you open your mailbox, which is a stressful situation for me when I come home at night because I'm already tired and my attention span by that time is really not that great.
Yes.
Is to separate your mail.
Yes, yes.
So you want to have a pile that's bills.
Yes.
Okay. And then you want...
So basically, have that bin that is sort of in the spot that you usually dump your mail, because you kind of want to go with your natural rhythms.
Well, you know what? I think what I'm getting from you is that, and I don't want to lead you to it, but what I'm getting from you is if you have a system set in place, that takes away some of the angst, doesn't it? So if you're already organized, when the mail comes in, it's not as big of a deal. But if you're putting it in a different place every time and doing it in a different place and you don't have a system set up, that seems to me what I'm getting at. Is that true?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So if you tend to, say, not be organized about it, but kind of dump your mail on the kitchen counter, sort of celebrate the habit by getting a pretty bin and maybe allowing yourself still to put the mail there, but accumulating it for that couple of days if you're feeling overwhelmed by going through it every day.
Right.
And then on day two, day three, sit down at the kitchen table and exactly separate it out. Like you said, have that recycling bin, immediately get rid of anything unnecessary, and have that bill-paying box that we referred to right there.
Oh, I don't feel bad about, I don't feel embarrassed about my bill-paying book there.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. One technique some people like to use is on, if you picture that that box is like one of those file boxes with the rails for the Pendaflex folders and a lid and a handle. Some people like to actually take a little blank calendar, monthly calendar, and write in when those recurring bills are due and tape it to the front of the box, or have that be the first thing in the box to guide
you could
them.
Move in anytime you want. I need that. I need that. I need that daily structure. That's great.
Yeah, it's nice. I think whatever you can make sort of like effortless is great.
Sure, because life is just so complicated. And you have things coming out of you from so many different spots. It's kind of nice to have a system in place.
Yes.
And I think that's what most of us need, because I think we need systems because our life is busy. Most of us work at least one job, or many of us have children and so many obligations. So you have to get that stuff done. And if you don't have a consistent system, I think it becomes overwhelming.
Yes, I'm
always afraid I'm forgetting something in the mail, or I didn't pay something, or I double paid something because I don't have a system in place. So if we get our mail, we have a good spot for it. We do.
Yes.
We have a ritual. We have a beautiful bin or container to put it in. We're separating our bills, our magazines, and then maybe our junk mail.
Yes, the junk mail, just recycle or shred if necessary. You know, if it's a credit card offer you don't want, for sure shred it. So it's great to have like a separate bin for to be shredded, or if you can shred it right away, that's even better.
PNC Bank is my bank for my business, and they had given me as a business customer a shredder, and I tell you, I use that thing absolutely every day.
I
feel very strongly about shredding only because of identity theft.
Yes.
So my personal motto is, and I should really get what yours is, but my personal motto is that anything with my name on it, I shred.
Yes.
Do you find that also?
Yeah. When in doubt, shred it.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So the only thing that I save, and this is another tip that you just gave our listeners, is that when you get the bill, there's always all these other things in the bill.
Yes.
Net it down to the bill itself.
Yes, yes. And just pop that in that bills to be paid folder.
Exactly.
I agree.
Now, here's another thing that I do, and I don't know if this is what you do as well, but I always save when I send the bill out, or even if I do it over the phone or electronically, I save that month's bill, and then I put the confirmation that it was paid. Because one of the things that I worry about, because I have so many things juggling at the same time, is that I double pay a bill. Is that a good way to handle that? What do you do with actual bill itself? Do you separate it? Do you throw the whole bill away?
What I suggest doing is once you pay the bill, save that little, you know, the part that you tear off, and put that in a third folder behind the bill paying supplies, the bills to be paid.
Right.
The next one is the bills to be filed.
Right.
And worst case, even if that lived in the box for a year and then you were able to shred it afterwards, that's fine. But ideally, that would go into your filing cabinet.
I tell you what I do. Sounds like I'm organized. I'm really not. Yeah, Sherry's organized.
You rock.
But you need to come over and help. But what I try to do is each month when I pay the bill, whether it be electronically or with a physical check, I do, you know, send the bottom part in.
Yes.
And then the top part I save, and then I write a confirmation of the date I've sent it.
Yes.
Because I tell you, Sherry, there have been times where there have been mistakes that have been made.
Yes.
You know, and we're not paranoid. People make mistakes. Companies make mistakes.
Right.
I had a big company make a utility mistake, and I would have double paid a bill.
Wow.
But because I had each month's statement, I keep them on an annual basis. So if I have, yes. It's only 12 bills a year, and you only keep the bill, it's not that much paper.
Right.
I was able to say, no, on, you know, June 3rd, I paid this bill.
That's
and
great.
I had the check number, and I had the information.
Yes.
So it sounds like a lot of work, but if somebody like you can come in and get you organized and have the systems in place.
Yes.
That's the thing, getting the systems in place. Then I think you're in good shape.
Yes, yes. And another folder that is good to have in that file box, that bill paying box, is one that's called tax information / donations.
Key.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you just stole my thunder on that. That's great.
But that's so helpful.
And you should separate that, shouldn't you?
You could have a manila folder for each of those within that Pendaflex. But how many times do we sponsor a friend in, you know, some kind of charity walk?
Exactly.
You get that letter. It's just so great to have a place to put it.
Right.
And then at the end of the year, you give it to your accountant and
it's done.
You have all the info.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing to do.
It's funny. I'm a fan of old TV shows, and I go online all the time to Hulu. And
oh, yeah.
And last night I was watching an old episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, yeah.
And she was being audited, and she had bought ice cream for the children, and she had the receipt on a popsicle stick.
Oh, my
so that made
gosh.
Me think of you with the name of the and the license number of the truck where she bought ice cream from. We don't have to be that organized.
That's so funny.
But I think that when you put your mindset of doing things in that way,
yeah.
I think it doesn't give you more stress. I think it takes stress away from you.
Absolutely.
Don't you think? I see a lot yes. of people, including myself, walking around very stressed, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And I think a lot of that is due to lack of organization.
Yes.
So if you have someone that can give you some help, some guidance and some systems in place, I think it makes your life easier.
Definitely. It takes that stress away. So it sort of makes those tasks that are mundane
okay.
just mindless and easy.
We've discussed mail. I want to talk about how you can, with the internet, how you can better handle your email so you respond to them timely, that you get rid of the junk mail. Do you have any systems in place for your email?
I'm a big advocate of subdirectories. I'm the queen of subdirectories.
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, within your email,
okay.
you can set up
oh,
categories.
Oh, okay, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so I tend to set up categories
okay.
as much as I can. Like, I'd rather have lots of categories, maybe more than the average person would,
right.
and not so much in my inbox.
Right.
Really being able to organize the information that I want to keep.
Sherry, does it bother you when your inbox is full of emails?
I get a little stressed sometimes.
Oh my God. I'm like, what did I miss? Oh my God.
Yes. And yeah. I really try to be very cognizant of, you know, getting myself off of things that I don't use,
right.
you know, retail offers, that kind of thing. Sometimes it takes a couple tries, but I try to get rid of as much coming in as I can.
What do you suggest to your clients? I mean, you obviously, you know, I this is terrible. I think I'm less compassionate as I get older, or just I have to laugh about stuff. I saw a young girl the other day actually walk into a Post because she was
yes.
staring at her cell phone for such
yes.
a long time. You can become
consumed.
What is it, paralysis by analysis or
yes,
yeah, because
yes.
you are. What do you suggest as a healthy amount of time to be on the internet? Because obviously we use
yes.
it for our business and it's critical. Is there
right.
is there a system in place, or do you have a suggestion for, you know, cleaning out your email, or how often you should look at it?
Yes, I've been working with some business owners lately, and I really tell them that it's so important to not let your email control you.
Oh my
and
God,
just
yes.
maybe pick 2 times a day, 3 times at most during the business day when you check, you know, first thing,
right.
lunchtime, either before or after, and then before you leave.
Right.
And I think on a personal basis, just to check, let yourself check in the morning when you get up and
right.
then at night, and sort of set a time limit.
Right.
You know, because you can just like get so distracted on Facebook and
oh, yeah, you get
sort
lost.
Of, yeah, absolutely.
You know what
absolutely.
I say when I'm on the elliptical? The time of an hour is like 5 hours.
Yes.
But you're on the internet, 5 hours is an hour. It's like,
yeah.
why does the time just goes by so quickly and you
so
lose a lot of time?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Isn't it?
It's true. And I even tell business people that for phone calls, you know, some of the businesses I work with are very reactive and constantly getting calls. I think at these days, you know, you can let things go to voicemail and really control your phone calls by returning calls at certain set times in the day as well, if need be.
It's a discipline, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. And having that control over your time.
Right, and your life. Yeah. Okay, we're coming up to news, but we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Waco, Texas say no mistake was made when three bikers from Sunday's shootout were released from custody.
Within the confines of the law, they had a right to bond. They made that bond and got released.
Sergeant Patrick Swanton said the judge has since revoked their bonds and reissued warrants. All three suspects have been arrested and are back in custody. Nine bikers died and 18 more were injured in the shooting at the Twin Peaks restaurant in Waco over the weekend. Iran's supreme leader says the country won't allow any inspections of its military bases or interviews with its nuclear scientists. Today's announcement by the official state news agency could set back international efforts for an agreement to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Wild weather is blowing into parts of the central U.S. today. Forecasters are warning of possible life-threatening flooding. The major areas of concern are in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. This coming after a tornado-riddled swath of portions of North Texas early last evening. This is USA Headline News.
Bunnies in the garden.
Yeah, rabbits are cute.
Squirrels too.
Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
And we are back with Modern Design. I have as my guest, and I think I'm allowed to do her so she can go out to give more tips today on personal organizing. I have Sherry Onweller with me, who is a superb personal organizer. And if you're just catching this part of the broadcast, what we're talking about is modern day tips, spring cleaning, what you can do to get your life motivated, energized, and organized for the upcoming season. We were talking about mail, and I was expressing my concern about, you know, trying to keep up with the mail and all the junk mail we have today, and Sherry had some wonderful tips. And now we're talking about, before we went to news break, we were talking about email and how to control your emails, and you were telling us about setting up subfolders and making things organized so you can refresh them and get to them if you need them, but what to get rid of and spam and so on.
Yes.
What about spam filters on your computer? Parameters for spam filters. I mean, I have a spam, to be honest with you, I have a spam category set up,
yes.
But I don't remember what the parameters were to get into it.
Yeah, yeah. I, you know, my husband's an IT kind of guy,
so he
really sets that up. But
wow.
Yeah, every now and then I'll take a peek at my spam just to see
if you missed something, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I have to say, once in a while, you do see something in there.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
But for the most part, I think it's pretty effective to have that set up.
And also, you have to be very careful of what you open now today, because there are more viruses, there are more cyber things. I don't want people to be paranoid,
right. But
my advice, and certainly I defer to you, this is your expertise, when something doesn't look familiar to you, don't open it.
Exactly. Even if it's from somebody you know, if it's not the usual format that you see coming from them.
I tell you what, that's a very key thing where people, I think, get tricked and then viruses happen. I received an email from somebody, my godmother's daughter, who I'm very concerned about my godmother because she just moved. And I would normally think when you saw her name to open it, but she had been attacked by a virus.
Oh, wow.
So that happens to a lot of people where you will actually see the name of the person. Yes. Don't rush to open it. The subject line didn't look right. Do you know what I mean?
You kind of have a feel for how that person normally addresses you, what their signature.
It was off.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. You just have this gut feeling. This isn't right. I think that's wise. Definitely.
And if a Nigerian prince asks you to marry him, just say no. Don't do it. Don't go there. It's not going to work out well for you. I wanted to transition a little bit because we talked about the internet and setting up your files and spam and getting things right. But I want to talk about portable devices. And here's what I think about that. The fact that, and I have my dirty iPhone next to me next all the time, is a good thing, but it's also a terrible thing in terms of quality of life and in terms of being organized. And I wanted to see how you feel about these personal devices, electronic devices that we carry on us. What's your perspective on that from terms of being organized?
I think, again, just like your email or traditional phone calls, I think it's just so important to not let it control you.
Sure.
We can become so consumed, using up so much time, constantly checking it.
Exactly.
And I almost have that same philosophy of, you know, have these set times in the day that you check it. Of course, if you're expecting a doctor to call back, there are exceptions. But I just feel like so many people jump every time the phone rings.
Right.
It's okay to let things go to voicemail. You can, you know, check it periodically. But I just think unless there's an emergency situation going on, it's just so important to not let it take over.
Do you think people are having more stress in their life because we have such access to news and media and stuff, and maybe because it's so in our face, it's causing more stress than it's helping with?
I do. That's sort of my pet peeve.
Wow.
I do. I think it's stressful.
It's almost
too much when you think back to when we were kids.
Yes.
And how information was shared.
Yes.
Maybe there's something to it.
I do think that there's something to it, because I tell you what, as a kid, I would say this all the time, you know, there were terrible things that happened when we were growing up. And you didn't have it in your face so much.
Yes.
So it didn't seem to be as stressful.
Yes.
I hear from my clients all the time, I can't watch the news anymore. I mean, do you hear that from people?
Yes.
I cannot watch the news anymore. There was always trouble in the Middle East.
Right.
There were always terrible things that had happened, unfortunately, amongst the good things. But somehow now, I think with this, you know, in your face, everywhere you look, there's this explosion of information. I think it's not so good for us. What do you think?
I agree. And I think that back when we were kids, if you read it in the newspaper...
She's much younger than me, by the way. If this is television, you would see that. Yeah.
If you read something in the newspaper or saw it on the news, you just had more time to process it.
Right.
It wasn't like a constant
in your
flow.
Face. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think it's stressful.
Now, I don't know if this happens to you consistently, but it happened to me recently because of the age of media and everything being electronic. In the middle of the night, a couple of weeks ago, I got an Amber Alert on my phone about a child that was missing. That's very upsetting. When you're sleeping and something like that happens, you're in that sort of surreal state, and then it really throws you off.
Yes.
And certainly I hope that this turned out well for the person.
Right.
Do you think that, do you have a rule when we turn our devices off, like don't have them in the bedroom? Do you have some sort of rules for that kind of stuff?
I think it is good to turn them off before bed.
Before bed, right.
You have your house phone typically,
right,
where if somebody really, you know, was needed in the hospital,
needed
to get you, they could get you the old-fashioned way.
Exactly.
But I just think it's too stressful to constantly be like beeped and buzzed and reacting to everything that's coming in.
And I think it's today it very much is a balance, because we have all this electronic age of and media and things in our face, so we feel that we're not doing our job if we're not informed.
Yes.
But at the same time, I think it's causing us maybe not to have the best quality of life, and maybe not being as productive, because if you're not sleeping because you're looking at all this media, you're not going to be productive.
Yes, and I also think we feel like we have to respond to things very quickly.
Exactly.
And I think it's all about training people by not always jumping on everything.
Exactly.
And sort of being on your own time schedule.
Good advice. Good advice
Thank
for a listener.
You.
Let's switch to phone calls, because that's something that came up as well. I also find that I get multiple solicitation phone calls, more than I ever have in my entire life. Yes. And I didn't do a big life change. I've been in the same house. So there's nothing that, you know, set that, oh, wow, you just, your list has been sold, your phone number has been sold to somebody,
yes.
But I'm getting them nonstop. Is that something that you find that you personally experience?
Yes.
I see when the calls come in the day, the caller ID, I mean, they're from San Diego, California. They're from this. They're from out of the country. And I know what those calls are.
Right.
Do you have a system in place for what you answer and what you don't answer or how you handle the phone? I know that sounds so basic, but you know what? That is time.
Yeah. And I feel like the calls have gotten sneakier.
Oh, yeah. They're getting,
look like they're your area. Area code.
Yes.
They look like just a residential phone number.
Yes, they're coding
so
them. Yes,
it's
exactly.
It's tricky. I'm really to the point where I just tend to let that go to the answering machine. And I've even had clients who have called me and said, you know, until I know what your name and phone number is, just know that I let it go to the machine and I'll call you right back when I hear your voice.
Exactly.
So I think that's sort of our only defense.
That's a system, isn't
it?
I have to say, to be honest, please, my friends keep calling, but I have to say that that's my new defense. I do not, I have Comcast, and with Comcast, the caller ID will come up on the television. So if you're watching television, you know who's going to call, which is kind of helpful.
Yes.
But in general, I don't pick up the phone unless I know who's calling.
I agree. And sometimes it'll like trick me and I'll pick it up and I'll be so mad that I did. Yeah.
And then you get that recording and it doesn't start right away.
Right, that pause. Yes.
Anything that we can do to make those calls less frequent? I know there's some numbers. Sometimes they say there's some things that you can do to not get some solicitation
calls. Right, to be put on a do not call list is an option.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do have to say it seems like they kind of reappear.
They're kind of sneaky, aren't they?
They are. So a little bit of it is just sort of controlling it as best we can by not answering and just filtering.
Sure. I want to give our listeners sort of, because I think the whole thing of allowing a person, a stranger, into our home, and because you have to tell them very detailed information about your life, it could be kind of intimidating.
Yes.
Let me know how would the process go? I decide that my life is just disorganized. There's papers all over my office, and I'm not at my best.
Yes.
And they get a referral through you. What's the normal process? How do you start with somebody? What do you do first?
So basically the first session I come in and it's a thinking session. We
okay.
go room by room, floor by floor, area by area.
So it's very physical. It's a physical.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And I take copious notes and turn that into an Excel spreadsheet that is a master organizing plan.
I love Excel spreadsheets.
I love them too.
We're like nerds, aren't we? Look at it. I am. You're not.
It kind of makes you feel like you're in control because this master organizing plan that I create is everything that's stressing you out, everything that's in your brain that you want to change, all on 10 pieces of paper.
Perfect.
So it's a very methodical way to approach the organizing process.
Sure.
And some clients need me every step of the way. Others with that plan can kind of run and do half of it on their own, all of it on their own. It just depends on the style of the person. And it seems to work really well. And it gets families on the same page and allows you to prioritize tasks, delegate tasks. All of this is on that spreadsheet. What's the priority? Who's handling it? And it's really kind of an action plan for getting your life in order.
Right.
Sort of going beyond the physical space sometimes. Meal planning, efficient grocery shopping, chore charts for kids. We do all of it, as much or as little as the person wants.
How do children react to that? I would think that would be a much harder sell.
You know, I have lately worked with a lot of children.
Have you?
And it's so much fun.
Okay.
Yeah. The parents always email me afterwards, guess what? I'm not allowed to help. My child is totally in charge of their room now and proud of it. I think sometimes it helps to have another outside person come in.
It probably does. Yeah.
Yeah, with kids. I think that's an effective thing, whether it's the playroom, their bedroom. And I think it helps to directly work with the child in some cases to understand, okay, well, why do they have these little piles? Maybe there's a method to it, as opposed to us as adults going in saying, oh my goodness, there's trash everywhere.
Right.
Sometimes there are secret little systems and craft areas that we just don't know about or see. So I think it helps to include them in the solution.
Well, I think that one of the things that I find, my life experience, I don't know how your life experience was, but my life experience is I had a very, a mom that was incredibly regimented and very much a clean house person, a clean house.
Yes.
So I grew up in a house where you sort of genuflected in front of like the sofa because you weren't allowed. My parents put doors, double doors on the living room and dining room. So those were places that you looked through like you're going
sacred
to the zoo.
Places.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I was not allowed to have posters in my room.
Okay.
They had finished our basement in later years and your toys and all things went downstairs and everything was in its place. And I guess that's what I was used to as a system. I was very much aware of my role and the parameters and to respect the home.
Yes.
I will say that in my career, in my life, I deal a lot with young families and my clients will say to me, I want to make my living room child friendly and I want to go, what's wrong with you? Are you crazy?
Yes.
I have the stanchions in my car. Let's put them up. So, you know, life has changed.
Yes.
I feel fortunate because I think some of the parameters my mom and dad gave me helped me to have some discipline in my life, and that's my own personal thing. But everybody is raised differently and has different values.
Right.
So I think children have a lot more say than they used to. Do you think that's true?
I do, but I also, I feel like they crave order, you know.
Oh my God, 150%. Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that.
Yeah, I think if the systems are set up,
they'll
follow them in many cases.
How do you handle that as a personal organizer? Because I will be honest with you, and I'm not going to name the households because I want to work again, but I've been in several households where the children just have no parameters, and I just see like, boom, like their future is not going to be easy because I think you need parameters. I think you need parameters with paying your bills.
Right.
And I think you need parameters, especially when you're growing up, because in those formative years, because otherwise you're just all over the place, don't you think?
Yes, yes. Well, and I mentioned one of the things that I just typically talk about with the families is a chore chart, which is a great way to sort of set up different tasks, which may be cleaning up your stuff for the kids. So that is very effective.
Exactly. Well, we're going to go to more of that. We are going to go to commercial, and we will be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. You're listening to hunterdonchamberradio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior designer located in Flemington, New Jersey. I've been doing our show now since January. It feels like it's something that I always did. But if my listeners ever want to come visit me, I'm located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. My phone number is 908-884-0770. I do everything from just simple ideas and color consultations to helping people with additions, revisions, plans, and so on. So do come visit me. Ask me questions. If you want to text me pictures of your room, I'm getting a lot of pictures of people's rooms, but they don't give me the information to call them back. So that's a good thing. And my guest today is Sherry Onweller, personal organizer. And then can you tell us again how to reach you?
Oh, sure. My website is www.everydayorganizingsolutions.com, all is one word. And my cell phone is 908-619-4561.
Terrific. And don't be intimidated. She's very good at what she does, but she does it in a way that's very, very kind.
Thank you.
So before we went to break, we were talking about working with children. Yes. And some of the challenges of working with children. Here's another thing that I don't understand. And I don't know if you and I both had this. There was no such thing as a play date when I was growing up. Like,
yes.
like school was over and you did your own thing and you knew yes. that you had to be in for dinner. And then if you went out after dinner, you had to be in. And the thing was, before the streetlights came on.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
What's the play date? What was the impetus for the play date? What changed?
I think part of it is we were talking earlier about the availability of information and news. I think part of it is fear and safety. And then just I feel like activities now are a bigger commitment than they used to be.
Sure.
So when you have a sport, say 3 or 4 times a week, it takes planning to have that informal playtime.
Right.
It's not sort of where everybody can just run outside and play with each other.
Exactly.
It's like linear regression to try to figure out when you're free, when I'm free.
But don't you think also whatever, I don't think the behavior of people in general has changed that much. I think it's the reaction to, again, this information I think the dangers that were there for children were always there. I don't think there are more dangers now. I think there's more information, so there's different ways of handling it, but they were always there.
Yes, I think it's just sort of more in our faces and more presented.
So we're reacting to it.
I think so. I think it's that, though, also coupled with just the busyness of people's schedules.
Of life.
Yeah, and sort of as you follow it up the years, colleges are expecting you to do more when you apply. So you really have to be doing these activities that are more formalized.
You know, unfortunately, we're at 10:54, so we only have 4 minutes left, and I want to shake you with all the information I can give our customers in a nice way, though, because you have so much to do. And I want to transition one more time so we get it out, because I think you've given us so much helpful information. And please contact Sherry just to get some ideas. She's great, and she'll work with you, and very easy to work with. I wanted to talk about organizing specifically for your home for spring cleaning.
So I wanted
to talk about what are some of the good areas of the house to attack. The weather is nice now. It's a good opportunity for us to say, okay, it's spring. This is something that happens to me all the time. I have my own business, and I always have samples of tile, samples of so on. Right now I have a chair in the back of my car. I always have stuff around all the time.
Yes.
So what happens to me is that my garage is like a dumping ground.
Right.
What for spring cleaning, what are some tips that you can give us for organization? What areas should we attack? What are the worst areas, do you think, for being a dumping ground?
I really think the garage, the mudroom, and sometimes the kitchen even, and the basement.
And the basement. Those four areas. I agree.
Yeah. I was thinking about organizing for spring, and I think a nice thing to do is sort of to get out a notebook, write down the rooms in your house, and take an inventory of maybe things that need to be repaired, things that need to be organized, things that need to be gotten rid of, and really tackle very methodically, room by room, you know, figuring out how much time you have and tackling specific areas.
I think that's a great piece of advice. I think a walkthrough is very good because I think we get set in our ways. I tell you what, I don't really go in my front entrance a lot. I've talked about this before because, the garage is on the side and I just pull through the garage as we all do if we have a garage that's attached and we go in. So the other day when the weather was nice, I walked around and I looked at the front of my house and I'm like, oh my God, I need to power wash.
Yeah,
so I think walking around with a list, now that the spring is here and the weather is milder, walk around your house. That's a really good idea. And take inventory of what needs to be looked at. You know, now's a great time to get power washing done, to get your plants planted, to do the things you need to do to get your life in order.
Yes, and I think I learned from you and from a realtor friend of ours that a nice thing to do is sort of pretend that you're putting your house up on the market.
Exactly.
Go through and make those changes,
but
don't move and enjoy them.
Exactly.
You know, do what you would need to do to move and just get pleasure out of living
there. Enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Exactly.
Anything that you have for, let's start with the garage, because again, the garage for me and for many of my clients, I look at people's garages and I'm like, oof. You know, when I first moved into my house, I made my garage, I waited a long time to have a 3-car garage. And I was like, oh, this is great. It's going to be clean and organized.
Yes.
I think the more space you have, the more stuff you put in the space.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even know what some of the stuff is. I'm
absolutely
like, well, what is this? You know, and you can't keep going out and getting a 30-yard dumpster. It gets expensive after a while.
Yes.
We don't want to do that. Yes. Sorry about that. See, too much media.
Yes.
Too much interaction. Too much. So what are some of the tips for getting a garage organized? Anything that you like to do?
I think that find a nice day, pull the cars out, maybe put some tarps down on the driveway and start pulling stuff out and really going through it, especially the chemicals, the paint, all that stuff that you're not quite sure what it's from, what it's for, and really go through it. Most towns have a hazardous material place.
Absolutely. Very good advice.
Yeah. And I feel so happy when I go there, you know, doing things the right way and getting rid of stuff.
It's empowering, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it feels so nice and happy to pull into a clean garage. So I think you're right. A lot of what accumulates is junk. Maybe it didn't start out that way.
Right.
But you have no use for it. So I think really making a sweep of what is in there, getting rid of what's unnecessary. And then speaking of sweeping, literally sweeping it out, because I feel like the leaves, the salt,
exactly,
all that stuff accumulates too.
And doesn't it make you feel good when it's done? It doesn't maybe necessarily feel good when you're doing it, but when it's done, it feels good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Sherry, believe it or not, we're out of time.
Oh my goodness.
This went like 10 by 10 minutes, didn't it?
I know.
I hope our listeners think so as well. And we'll have you on again, because you've just given us such a wealth in the hour that we've had you, such a wealth of information.
Thank you.
Once again, let our listeners know how to reach you.
Sure. It's www.everydayorganizingsolutions.com, and my cell phone number is 908-619-4561, and it's Sherry Onweller.
Oh, thank you. You're a wonderful guest. For my listeners, I have a new program now that airs also on Wednesday live from 2 to 3. It's called Modern Design Design Dilemmas, where we take your questions live. We do text, call, and information, and we give real feedback from listeners on advice and things that they can do to improve their home. So please join me again from 2 to 3 today here on Modern Design. Until I see you a couple hours from now, I think I'll get a sandwich, and hopefully it'll be locale, and I will see you at 2 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in and supporting me on Modern Design.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Tammy Rose. The Japanese